The internet has a new list of readily available chemicals that can be used for terrorism. But the list isn't part of an extremist's instruction manual, but rather an Australian government publication. The Federal Attorney General and the Australian Federal Police have launched a Chemicals of Security campaign, listing 96 substances used for improvised explosive devices and where they're found. They say the greatest terrorism threats are posed by individuals manufacturing IEDs and that no scientific, laboratory or training is required. Annie Guest reports.
Boston, London, Bali, Oslo and foiled Australian terrorism plots all involved homemade explosives using commonly available chemicals and devices. The Attorney General Mark Dreyfus wants everyone to know how easy it is to be a terrorist.
If you think that I'm being irresponsible in giving away bomb-making instructions to terrorists, I can assure you that, unfortunately, these instructions are already easily accessible via the internet.
He wants retailers and community members to use the government's new chemical security website, brochures, posters and fact sheets to learn about 96 chemicals that can be used to make improvised explosive devices and how it's done. And Mark Dreyfus is issuing a new appeal to retailers to question customers buying chemicals and for everyone to recognise and report suspicious behaviour, including that involving
drain cleaner and rust remover. Some of these products contain nitric or sulfuric acid, which are required to make the high-order explosive nitroglycerin. Model engine fuel. Many model engines run on nitromethane, a chemical with explosive properties greater than TNT. However, when mixed with an oxidising agent such as ammonium nitrate, the explosive power is even greater. This was the mix that was used to destroy the government quarter in Oslo, Norway, in 2011. Pool sanitiser. This is a product which contains hydrogen peroxide, which is the necessary chemical to make an explosive known as TATP, or triacetine triperoxide, also known colloquially as Mother of Satan. It's called Mother of Satan by terrorists because it is so dangerous to handle. This was the explosive that was used to attack the transport network in London.
With such methods used for terrorism for years, the reason why the so-called Chemicals of Security campaign is being launched now is unclear. But Mr. Dreyfus says he is concerned about ignorance.
There's been misconceived mockery from some quarters, including, unfortunately, the Institute of Public Affairs, of instructions propagated by extremists.
Meanwhile, the Federal Police's Deputy Commissioner of National Security, Peter Drennan, spelt out behaviours that should raise suspicion.
A suspicious behaviour in relation to the circumstances in which they're purchased, about the identity, about whether people are using cash or reluctant to use a credit card. If there are garbage bins full of chemical containers at a house which doesn't have a swimming pool and there's a whole lot of chlorine there.
And Lowy Institute fellow and terrorism expert Dr. Roger Shanahan points out efforts to raise community awareness are useful, but not only in prevention.
Logic would probably tell you that, particularly in the UK where some people have been arrested on suspicion of committing terrorist acts, that this kind of information probably would have been one of the types of information that police had used to put together a case.
And Dr. Shanahan also says IEDs are more likely to be used as a terrorist weapon of choice in Australia, where gun laws are comparatively tight.
Annie Guest reporting.